Time passed. Harris could not leave the bridge, not with a hostile ship out there. She sent Petrus to help the pinnace mate with their docking access tube and reported its safe arrival to Levati. Was it too late for their casualties? She heard nothing from the medical team. Of course, they would be busy. Better not to interrupt. Another hour and another. The third Compassionate Hand ship continued to fall behind, though it did not turn away. Petrus arrived on the bridge, as blood-streaked as Meharry.
Sorry it took so long. I wanted to patch up a few things. Near as I can tell, nothing really important got holes in it. I'll have to read up on the systems, though.
And our casualties?
Can't tell yet. They brought two trauma surgeons and their teams. Sirkin's the worst, but they're still working on her. Said if they could stabilize them, a regen tank would do the rest. But there's no way to load a regen tank on a pinnace.
Lady Cecilia?
Is spitting mad, near as I can tell. A fragment got her synthesizer and her communications specialist died, so she's having a hard time making herself understood. She got a shallow flesh wound, probably the same fragment that ruined her synthesizer, but she's fine. Wants to see you when you've time, but I explained you wouldn't.
Where is she?
In the thick of things. Insists she wants to stay with Sirkin, and the med teams are too busy to carry her out. Her hover chair got a solid hit, and it's down too.
Have you found out any more about Skoderin?
Only what I heard as I came on the scene. She was a deep agent for the Compassionate Hand before she joined up, and a relative of that mole who died on your first voyage.
And perhaps that guard who died on Cerealis, the one who shot young George. Ickland, that was the name. Levati claims we got bad chart data from Rotterdam Station, which is why we ended up here. And Skoderin is the one who fetched the charts from the station master.
And altered them on the way? Could be done. She could have been messing up Sirkin's work, too. We trusted her, old shipmate as she was.
Lady Cecilia tried to tell me. Said it wasn't Sirkin, but I wouldn't believe her. And now three people are dead.
One of whom should be.
Petrus reached out a hand and drew it back. Harris saw the movement and wished they were not on the bridge in a hostile situation. She needed that touch, some comfort in a bad time.
If it's any comfort, not one of us caught on. We all made the same mistake.
The others on the bridge nodded.
I had liked Sirkin a lot, so I cut her more slack than the rest of you. Kept thinking it was delayed grief reaction or something. But it never occurred to me it could be sabotage. Just like you and Petrus, I trusted Skoderin just because she'd serve with us, even though I knew some of that crew were Lupescu's agents. I didn't know her before, but she was military. She'd been a shipmate, and that was enough. And that was flat-out stupid.
That may be, but I'm still at fault.
Oblo turned around and grinned.
That's true. The great Captain Serrano makes mistakes. What a surprise. We thought you were perfect.
I didn't. I always said her nose was too short.
All right, all right. I get your point. We're all old friends and we all made a mistake. And we go on from here, sadder but wiser. If Sirkin dies, a lot sadder.
I'd bet on her to make it. With Lady Cecilia sitting there radiating mother hen protectiveness, she doesn't need speech to convey how much she cares.
Harris's tight beam receiver lit again, and she picked up the headset.
Harris, how close are you to your critical jump distance?
Harris looked at Oblo and put her hand over the mouthpiece.
Jump? How long?
He looked at his plot and punched in some corrections, then looked again.
Less than an hour, Captain. Looks like we might make it. 43 minutes and a handful of seconds, to be more precise.
A little more than 43 minutes.
Good. If nothing else lights up, I'll expect you to jump out of here as soon as you can. Take my medical teams with you for now, and I'll cover your back trail. Don't tell me your destination, but do you need any coordinates for a safe jump out?
Yes. I'd like to clear the Benignity with one jump. Possible?
Yes. Here.
He beamed over a string of numbers that Harris passed to Oblo.
Fine. Now, I am authorized to say that the situation we both know about is extremely unstable. The Council would like to speak with Lady Cecilia at her earliest convenience. Lord Thornbuckle has filed a question with the Grand Table. The Crown asks if you can transport a certain Mr. Smith and his friend back home.
Harris's mind buzzed with the implications of Levati's report.
Medical intervention must come first.
Of course, I understand. I would urge extreme caution and suggest that we rendezvous for your return so that we can provide an escort. You might also consider rearming...
Thank you. Give me a contact coordinate.
Another string of numbers followed. Then Levati broke contact. Minute by minute, the yacht edged closer to safety. Harris kept expecting something else to go wrong. Another Compassionate Hand ship appearing in their path. Another crisis aboard. But nothing interrupted them. And at last, Oblo was able to put them back into jump mode,